Lifestyle is medicine when done right, especially food choices, and has the potential to eliminate 80% of chronic disease. Our mission is to be the trusted signal of truth based on the weight of the evidence that rises above the deafening noise of misinformation.
We offer you a no-nonsense and enjoyable approach to the fundamentals of nutrition and wellness. Our goal is to give you simple and actionable strategies so you can make smart, health-promoting decisions every day. Welcome to the True Health Revealed podcast. I am your host, registered dietitian nutritionist Kathleen Zellman. And today we are tackling a hot topic, one that most of us don't fully understand, CBD or cannabidiol. It's used and there are signs everywhere from lotions and potions and pills and ice cream, and everywhere you look, you see signs for it. But is this really the answer to many of our problems? Many adults are turning to CBD for conditions from anxiety, pain, insomnia, to GI issues. But is there evidence to support this phenomenon, or is CBD just another passing fad? Well, today I welcome an expert who's going to sort it all out for us and give us the evidence from what we know about it to recommended dosing. Registered dietitian nutritionist Janice Bissix is a holistic cannabis practitioner. She is the owner of Janibus Wellness and program director of Cannabinoid Medical Sciences and a professor of cannabis therapy at John Patrick University School of Integrative and Functional Medicine. Janice is also an author, including Simple Guide to CBD, Fact, Fiction, and a Path Forward. So, welcome, Janice.
Thanks, Kathleen. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, let's start with the basics. What is CBD and how is it different from recreational marijuana?
Okay, so CBD is one of the cannabinoids in the cannabis plant or the hemp plant. There are over 100. People might be more familiar with THC. That's the cannabinoid that can make you stoned or high. Not that there's anything really wrong with THC. It's sort of like if you have a glass of red wine, that's fine. If you have a little bit of THC, that's fine. It's only when you overconsume that it becomes a problem. So CBD, one of the cannabinoids, and it has been found to have some health benefits. It is neuroprotective. Our U.S. government has a patent on CBD and cannabinoids as neuroprotectants and antioxidants.
Wow.
They received that patent in 2003. Some NIH scientists were looking for what could be the best thing to treat things like Alzheimer's, Huntington's, Parkinson's. And they found that cannabinoids showed the most promise. So they applied for and received a patent. So it does have proven health benefits. Is it going to cure every condition for every person? Absolutely not. But it can help a lot of people with anxiety. It can decrease pain signaling. It can be neuroprotective. It can be very helpful after a concussion, a TBI, or a stroke as a neuroprotectant. So a lot of good things, not a cure-all, but it's a good thing for the most part.
Yay. Well, before we leave the marijuana issue, because I think that's where there's a lot of confusion. So you said that, you know, CBD is like taking, you know, or marijuana, the THC in marijuana is like, if you have a little of it, it's like drinking a glass of wine. But we have dietary guidelines that say, ladies, you should only have one drink per day. Guys, you can have two. Are there any kind of guidelines like that that advise people on recreational marijuana where it's legal? Is there, you know, like, how does one know that equivalent dosing to, say, a glass of wine?
No, the short answer is no, we do not have guidelines. And the thing is that it varies so greatly between people. So I might take 2.5 milligrams of THC and feel a little bit impaired, whereas somebody else can take 25 milligrams and not be impaired at all.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on if you're a long-term user versus a new user. It depends on so many factors. So it's really hard to say this is a safe dose.
Yeah. So we're not really talking about recreational marijuana today. We're talking CBD. So is CBD, what is the legal status across the country? And is it psychoactive? Does it have some of those same properties? Because some people use the recreational marijuana for anxiety and for pain and for sleep. So how, talk about the legality and the psychoactive differences.
Okay. So in 2018, the Farm Bill made the production, the growing and production of hemp legal. So that really opened the door for more CBD products because CBD is found in hemp. I would say that is legal nationwide, but there are a couple of states where there's a little bit of a gray area. I believe it's Idaho and South Dakota, and that may have changed, but it's essentially legal, CBD is. Now, when we talk about CBD, CBD is one cannabinoid, and then you have CBD products that contain CBD and other components of the plant. Mm. Some of them do. You can buy a CBD product that just has CBD. I don't recommend that. It's like you and I are dietitians. We tell people, you know, eat broccoli. We don't say to them, take a vitamin A supplement because broccoli has beta carotene and provides vitamin A. We say, eat the whole vegetable. It's much like that with cannabis and hemp. We want all the other components in the plant because there are other cannabinoids in the plant that also have health benefits. There's CBG, there's CBN. There are, as I said, over 100 of them. But there are also terpenes in the plant. And the terpenes are what give the plant its smell, its aroma. Lavender, if you smell lavender, it's kind of calming, right? That's mm-hmm. because of the terpene linalool. Well, cannabis has linalool in there too. So that's why, for some people, it is very calming. Now, THC is dose dependent. A little bit can help with anxiety, but too much can cause anxiety.
Interesting.
And when you talk about psychoactivity, it's incorrect to say that CBD is not psychoactive. CBD is not intoxicating, but it does have an effect on our brains. So it alters our brain. It's calming. It increases our serotonin levels. It can help to increase GABA, which is an inhibitory neurotransmitter, to promote calmness. So it does have activity in our brain, making it psychoactive. It's just not intoxicating.
And so when you talk about the whole plant, that whole plant then also includes the THC?
Yes.
Yeah. So, but it's dose related.
Yes. And if you buy a CBD product, it can legally not have more than 0.3% THC, which is a tiny amount of THC. It is not enough to impair you in any way.
Okay.
But
good
it
to
adds
know.
To that. That entourage effect or ensemble effect that we talk about with the plant, that the synergy between all the cannabinoids and the terpenes and the flavonoids are what create the most powerful medicine.
Well, that begs the question then, what of the dose? Because you just mentioned 0.03 of THC. How is that regulated? I mean, is there government oversight to make sure that you're not getting a product with more than that? And how about the other cannabinoids? Are they regulated?
Honestly, no. There is very little regulation around CBD products, cannabinoids. I mean, it is pretty strict. If you have a product that has more than 0.3% THC, that just doesn't fly. And any good manufacturer will do testing on their product and also send it out for independent lab testing to make sure that there is not more than that little trace amount of THC.
So there's an awful lot of trust that one has to put in your who you purchase from. And I've
exactly.
seen tinctures and capsules and gels and gummies and lotions and salves and foods and ice cream. And it's like, what? Help us navigate where we should go with this. So, Shelby, pop a gummy if you have anxiety, and is there a certain amount that you recommend? So how do we know that we're taking the right product and mm-hmm. the dose?
Well, the first thing you mentioned is trust.
Yes.
So I would suggest that you not buy your CBD product at the gas station or Bed Bath & Beyond.
Why not?
Let's start right there. You need to purchase it from someone that you trust that hopefully can give you guidance. And you need to ask for a certificate of analysis, a COA, that will tell you if it says there are 25 milligrams of CBD on the label, you need a COA to prove that that is what is in the product. So that's number one. I prefer organically grown hemp or cannabis just because these plants are bioaccumulator plants. So they do draw toxins out of the soil. So I look for organically grown. And the type that you take really depends on the individual. If I have I have clients that are on blood thinners, for example, Coumadin and Warfarin. If you take an edible at the same time that you take your Coumadin, there is a chance that there will be an interaction and your level of Coumadin in your blood might increase or decrease because they're both processed by the same enzyme in the liver. So for someone like that, I might recommend a tincture because that would be more appropriate for them.
And a tincture is something you put under your tongue?
Yes, you either put it under your tongue or I have a water-soluble tincture that people love. You put 4, 5, or 10 drops in a little bit of water and drink it. And because of the size of the CBD molecules, it's absorbed right away. And so people find pretty quick relief using that tincture. But yeah, or a sublingual tincture, that takes about 15 minutes to see an effect. So a lot of people who have anxiety, I might say, you know what, let's just try a sublingual, just under the tongue, a peppermint tincture twice a day. And we start with, you know, a quarter of a dropper or a half a dropper. And then we increase until they find the relief that they're looking for. And it's not a quick fix. It's not, you're not going to do it, you know, at noon today and suddenly say, wow, you know, I have no anxiety. I mean, some people find pretty quick relief for pain, muscle spasms, and things like that. But it really takes a little bit of time because what it's doing is it's working with our own endocannabinoid system, which, Kathleen, I don't think you learned about that in your internship.
No, not a familiar term.
This is, it's the largest neurotransmitter system in our bodies. And the goal of this system is homeostasis or balance. And we have receptors, which, you know, this was also mind-blowing to me because honestly, I used to use air quotes when I said medical marijuana because I didn't understand that it could be used medically. So we have this endocannabinoid system, receptors from head to toe to accept these cannabinoids in the plant. But you say, why would we have a system for a plant that, you know, not many people use? Well, it come to find out, we make cannabinoids in our own bodies. We make at least two. Two are very well studied. And one of them is called anandamide. And this is called the bliss molecule. So if you're a person that makes a lot of anandamide, your risk of anxiety and depression is much lower. There are some people who don't make enough anandamide. Just like if you don't make enough thyroid hormone, you take thyroid medicine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't make enough anandamide. If you take CBD, it allows your body to retain more of that anandamide, giving you that that feeling of well-being.
Interesting. You know, I think of some people that are just born with the happy gene. That's what we're talking about.
That is exactly.
But let's go back to that certificate of analysis. So I'm at the ice cream store and they're selling ice cream with CBD in it. I mean, the last thing I'm going to do is ask for a certificate of analysis. But it sounds to me like if you're serious about using CBD, you need to use it with a practitioner who can help you, like you're talking about your clients and how you help them navigate. And you've done the certificate of analysis, knowing where to purchase the right kind of products, because I think there are a lot of bogus products out there that might have little to none. And then you're saying there's really no regulatory oversight. So it's a buyer beware situation for sure.
100%. And you know, the FDA did do a study and bought a variety of CBD products that are available online. 70% were mislabeled, Kathleen.
Not surprised.
And some had zero CBD.
Yeah.
So that's why you have to be careful.
you have to be careful. And it sounds to me like you really do need to work with a practitioner. I have seen personally a friend of mine, her daughter has had a seizure disorder all her life and was never able to drive and because of the occurrence of seizures. Well, she's taking CBD. She's going through Emory University. They're securing the product, you know, obviously making sure that it has the right dosing. So she's working with the doctor, but she's driving. So the first time in her life, CBD has opened this door for her. That's incredible. So, you know, that's to me the most promising story, but I don't know, you know, you probably could share many more, but it's so exciting to think that this product can really have life-changing properties. And I know, please share the story about your dad, because I think that's so endearing in how you got into this business and learned, and you're clearly an expert, but what brought you there was an actual condition.
Yes. My dad, just about 5.5 years ago, had some very severe pain, and they gave him all the traditional pain medications because, I mean, that's what doctors do. He hated these medications because they made him groggy. He was a very active guy, liked hiking. He was, he just hated how it made him feel. So these medications made him so constipated that it required a 3-day hospital stay. Now, I don't need to go into detail. Suffice it to say, that was very, very uncomfortable. So at the end of this hospital stay, I said to his doctor, isn't there anything we can do for his pain? And I just threw out, what about medical marijuana? Because it had just been made legal in Massachusetts. And now, mind you, Kathleen, I'm going to say 3/4 of doctors would have said to me, oh, no, no, that's not a good idea. The doctor looked at me and said, I think that's a great idea. So I thought, oh, great. Now I need to learn about this. I know nothing about this. I'm not even sure it really works. So I did some research. And the more I read, the more I thought, are you kidding me? Why are we not suggesting this to people who have pain and a variety of other conditions? So got my dad certified, took him to the dispensary. He was in a lot of pain. We came home, we bought a vape pen and tried to figure, you know, how to put it together. I'm a newbie. I don't know anything about this stuff. Got it together. He took 2 puffs and he said, I'm going to go take a nap. And he stood up and he said, wow. And I said, are you okay? Are you dizzy? He said, I'm not in pain. So
immediately
he saw the effect. So on that day, I left my business of 15 years and I went back to school to become a holistic cannabis practitioner. Now this is all I do. And it is by far the most rewarding work I've ever done.
Oh, that's so exciting. But now your dad took marijuana.
It was a high CBD vape pen. So it did have some THC and other cannabinoids in there. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. And some of my clients do. I mean, we start with CBD and we see if we can find relief. But there are some clients. I have a young man with Crohn's disease, and he was seeing good results with the CBD, but he takes a weekly methotrexate injection, and he was so nauseous on this day. So I said, why don't you get a vape pen with some cannabis in it and see if that can help with the nausea? And it's been life-changing.
That's fabulous. It's been life-changing for him.
So
what are some other conditions that you're seeing are having the most benefit from CBD?
I would say autism. There's a lot of research on autism, especially in Israel. They've done a lot of studies looking at CBD for autism. And it really, for many, many of these kids and adults, it really helps with behavioral issues, with all sorts of symptoms of autism. So that's one. Anxiety is probably, I want to say, probably the biggest success of my clients. And it's not... some of the changes are relatively subtle. It brings your body into a little homeostasis. People feel better. They say it takes the edge off. I have one boy who's a teenager, and he said to his mom, I feel less jumpy when I take my medicine. You know, some are life-changing. I have a woman with, she's in her 70s with post-polio syndrome, had been on Percocet for 15 years. Percocet several times a day because of the excruciating pain. She no longer needs Percocet, Kathleen. She
That's
uses
incredible.
Water-soluble CBD, and she says, I mean, you know, people say to me, it's a miracle. I never use that word. It is life-changing for many people. It does not work for everybody. It is, it can do so much for so many that it's exciting. There are
very exciting.
Other conditions, we talked about pain, a lot of research on pain. The IOM came out and said, you know, cannabis, highly effective, a lot of research, strong. They used the terms, you know, there's moderate research, strong. They said there was a strong indication that cannabis is good for pain.
Do you see it as something that physicians, medical doctors will be prescribing? Do you see a future of where this will be something your doctor gives you a prescription for?
That would be great. Most doctors know nothing about this medicine, much like I didn't. So we need to start educating our doctors in medical school. Even today, only 15 or 20% of med schools teach about medical cannabis, which is mind-blowing to me. The research is there. We have decades and decades of research on this plant. But, you know, it's still federally illegal.
Yeah.
So that, I think, is the hesitation for some of these schools that might get some federal funding. They feel like it could be a problem.
So CBD is not legal? You mean?
No, cannabis.
No, cannabis.
It's back to cannabis.
Yeah, I read a study, you know, it was looking at, you know, childhood epilepsy syndrome, similar to what my story was about, and that there's a drug called Epidiolex, which contains CBD, and it's the first cannabis-derived medicine that was approved by the FDA for these conditions. So maybe it's the beginning of a trend.
I hope so. I absolutely hope so. But the problem, though, Kathleen, is that the pharmaceutical companies want to make this into a pill. The plant is where the power is. We want products that contain all of the different components. If you just pull out one of the, like the THC, Marinol, for example, the THC molecule, or just the CBD molecule, you're missing that wonderful synergy of the other components of the plant. So I say, you know, whole plant medicine.
I get it. How about, can you cook with it?
You can. I mean, I've made smoothies. I've done certain things. But to me, it's just easier to take a tincture or two.
Yeah. Well, then you're sure you're getting the dose. So let's talk about dosing. So if I find a distributor and I know they have that certificate of analysis and it's organic, and I just want to dip my toe in the water to see if it will help me with pain or anxiety, how do I start? How do I start and how do I advance?
Well, I mean, we recommend start low and go slow.
Okay.
So for my clients, I mean, I have this water-soluble tincture. Most of my clients use about 12 drops to find relief. But I always start people on 3 or 4 drops.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they can find relief with 3 or 4 drops, you know, you don't want to waste your medicine, right?
Sure.
So we start there and I say, do that for a few days, see how you feel. And then we increase by 2 drops. And we say, okay, now we're going to go to 6 drops. And then after a few days, we're going to go to 8 drops. And until they find relief, we sort of keep inching up slowly.
But it's probably important to take it daily to establish a blood level? Or
it is. Yes, okay. It is. I mean, there are some people who, if they have severe pain that's episodic, you could use it just when you have the severe pain. But it is better to take a small dose every day.
But now if I'm buying some lotion at my favorite store that says contains CBD, what could that possibly do?
Well, if you're buying a lotion that says contains CBD, it's probably not in enough quantity that you're going to see much of an effect. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have a medicinal salve that has 1,000 milligrams in it in 1 ounce. I mean, that's something that you put on your joint pain, you put on your temples if you have a migraine, you use for hives, for eczema, psoriasis, that you will see an effect. But a cream that has a little bit of CBD, I mean, you can use that. Maybe you'll see a little relief, but mm-hmm. you really need to get a product that has enough CBD in there that you'll see relief.
Right. You know, it kind of reminds me of back in the day when herbal medicine was being promoted, and you would find potato chips with, ingredients. But yet, if you looked at what the ingredients were, it was such a small amount, it couldn't possibly have had any benefit. So,
exactly.
Again, it's buyer beware. Well,
right.
How about hemp seeds? People use them in cooking.
Sure.
Are there benefits to eating the seed? Because, you know, that's whole plant. Or
yes.
Is it just, do you have to eat a lot of them in order to get the prescribed benefit?
Hemp seeds are healthy, but they don't contain CBD.
Oh, they don't? No.
No.
Okay. Good to know.
They have good polyunsaturated fats. I mean, they're
right.
a great whole plant product, but you're not going to get CBD in hemp
well,
seeds.
Good. And they are the highest protein seed, by
yes.
the way.
Yes.
Yes, so people
they
do use them and sprinkle them on stuff. So good. No, nothing
That's
to
great.
Worry about.
Sure.
So how about the cost? I mean, how much, give people an idea of what the costs are to start doing it and doing it right. I mean, we're not talking about the drugstore or the,
yes.
the convenience store products, right. but the products like you're talking about, 1,000 milligrams in a salve or tinctures.
Yeah, the tinctures, I mean, I personally have products, and I absolutely, the last thing I wanted to do was to sell products. But when I started this and the FDA found that there was so much junk out there, I said, I need to find a product that I can recommend. Of course, the one I found that met all the, okay, it's organically grown, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, I want to recommend your product. And they said, oh, we only sell wholesale. So I decided I had to do that. So the prices are between $50 and $130, give or take.
And so that's for, what would that cover? Like tincture for a month, or is that, you know, put it in perspective.
Yeah, the tincture is 76, my tincture, and it lasts a month.
Okay.
To 2 months, depending on how much you're using.
Okay.
I have
All
soft
right.
gels that people, that's what I take. I just take a 25 milligram soft gel every day because I never could remember to take the tincture and all of that. So it's just easy to do that.
So why do you take it, Janice?
I take it for just general wellness.
Hmm.
I do.
Okay.
I know what it does to the body. I mean, it's a potent anti-inflammatory, both CBD and cannabis. And we know that inflammation is a contributing factor to most of our chronic diseases.
Correct.
So I think, well, anything I can do to just, you know, decrease inflammation and maybe take the edge off any anxiety that I might have. So that's why I take it. And then if I hurt myself, if I play pickleball and I hurt my knees, then I take the water soluble tincture and I'll just
You do.
Take it
you don't put a salve on your aching
oh,
knees.
Oh, I do that also. I always do that. I always put the salve or a roll on my knees too.
So it's kind of like your multivitamin. You sort of take one a day to kind of cover those gaps.
Exactly. And I take it with my multi in the morning. That's just what my vitamin D, my multivitamin, and my CBD.
Wow, that's interesting. So do you as a practitioner feel confident that the evidence is there to substantiate these recommendations and that we will continue to see a body of evidence proving the benefits, that it doesn't do everything? Like I've seen, you know, it's a cure all for cancer or COVID
no.
and, you know,
no.
clearly not going there, but for that, which it has started to show promise, do you think there'll be more research and how do you feel about what lies ahead?
Oh, absolutely. And there's a lot more research going on right now. You know, we've been a little bit behind the eight ball for, you know, cannabis and CBD research just because of, you know, some of the legal issues around cannabis. I mean, I'm a dietitian. I help people and I sell some CBD. I was shut down by three credit card companies, Kathleen, because I sold CBD. I don't even have THC in my products. I am adding one that will be a full spectrum. That means it has a little bit of THC. But because of the association with cannabis,
yeah.
I was shut down. So I couldn't take credit cards for 4 years on my website. So
wow.
there is still a huge stigma around this plant. But the more research that we can do, and again, that's ongoing, Other countries are doing amazing research, but we're doing some good research in this country also. And the more research we do, the more evidence we have, because I know we all want evidence-based.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm looking for.
For sure.
But I've got, I mean, I have probably 300 research articles on my website. So if people say, you know, I really want to see the evidence, go to JanibusWellness.com.
I'll include your link on the show notes so people can go there and get more information if they want to. I think also, Janice, it's about the misunderstanding.
Yes.
That it's not well understood and it's associated with marijuana, and therefore it doesn't have that positive glowing. If it weren't in the same plant, it might have been easier and less fraught with some of the questions. But clearly, manufacturers are putting it in everything, trying to make money and hop on the fad. But that's where it's really a fad. But it's good to know that there are governing bodies that, like, you're educating you to better understand its usefulness. You now have years of experience with clients seeing, you know, the actual benefits that people get, and that, you know, there are places where you can go and you can trust that this new tech, this new CBD is here to stay and has a growing body of evidence where it might be helpful for you and your condition.
Right.
It's a good thing. I'm excited. I'm excited about it, you know, but to understand that CBD and THC, they're cousins, but they're vastly different in terms of what they do. And, you know, are there risks to taking CBD?
And interesting when you mentioned THC and CBD are cousins, and they each do different things. But I will tell you that a lot of the benefits overlap. THC is a potent anti-inflammatory. THC helps with pain. So THC really does have a lot of medical value, and I would love to decrease the stigma around the cannabis plant, because it has a lot to offer as well. CBD is wonderful, has a lot of great health benefits, especially if you have, when I talked about the different cannabinoids and the synergy, a broad spectrum CBD product has all the cannabinoids and the terpenes and the flavonoids minus the THC. A full spectrum product has all the cannabinoids and terpenes and flavonoids, including a tiny bit of THC.
And that's the 0.03 regulation?
Exactly. Okay, 0.3.
Good. So you're not going to get high, and you don't have to worry about driving if you take it. So that's the big difference, because with THC, you shouldn't get behind a wheel. You know, I mean, it's like you said, you equated it to drinking wine or drinking alcohol, which, you know, you shouldn't be driving and drinking.
Right.
So that's a good distinction.
Right. And the third product that I just want to make sure that
people know
is the isolate, the CBD isolate. I don't recommend that. That's a cheap product. You can get a $30, you know, bottle of CBD that's a CBD isolate. But again, it's lacking that synergy with the other compounds in the plant.
Well, before I let you go, I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about, you mentioned migraines and the salve. I mean, I know so many people that struggle with migraines. How can CBD offer some relief?
It's interesting, because I read a research study showing that a topical CBD helped, I don't know, 65% of people in a research study just topically. And I thought, there is no way. That's not going to help. So I have a client who has migraines. So I said to her, listen, Tracy, this is what I read. I don't know if it will work. She got the salve. She uses it. She says it is amazing.
Wow.
A friend of mine saw her walking. She's local, and said, I should be in bed curled up with a migraine. She gets a couple of migraines a month around her cycle. And she said, I should be in bed, and instead I'm out taking a walk.
Wow.
So again, it may not work for another person with migraines, but it works for her.
And what are the unintended consequences of using it? I mean, what harm will you, or what risks are you in trying this if you suffer from migraines?
Well, certainly using it topically, there is no risk. It's really not going into your bloodstream. It's just a sort of a local. And honestly, first of all, no one's ever died of a cannabis overdose. That's one thing. And second
good to
of all,
know.
CBD, I mean, if you take too much of an edible, you might think you're going to die. I've heard stories, but nobody has, because there are no receptors in our respiratory, and you know, so you can't die from a cannabis overdose.
But you can overdose and not feel good.
Exactly.
Yeah. So exactly. You should need to follow the dosing that's recommended. And it sounds to me like if you want to try CBD, make sure you get it from a reputable source.
Right.
Go low and slow. I love that advice. And talk to your doctor, because you need to make sure that you don't have any other medications that potentially could cause any reaction. Or maybe it's the you change from one type of product to another in order to avoid that interaction. Right. But I think it's here to stay. And if it's used responsibly, it sounds like it could really be beneficial to many people with pain or insomnia or anxiety. We mentioned seizures or epilepsy. Mm-hmm. Any other conditions that we didn't talk about that might find benefit and there's evidence for?
Well, GI conditions. A lot of people who have inflammatory bowel disease, IBS, are finding relief using CBD and cannabis. So that's a really, to me, that's a really exciting, really area of research. I'll be talking about that at the Today's Dietitian Symposium coming up. So I'm excited.
Well, I will see you there. I'm speaking as well. And my topic is food as medicine. So we're on the same path, you know. These are things from the earth. So, Janice, this has been fabulous. You've enlightened me and our listeners. And thank you for your knowledge and your what you're doing to advocate for this, because it seems like it's an important a tool in the toolbox. Like you said, doesn't work for everyone, but yet there are a lot of people who can use something that feels natural. You know, I mean, it's from the ground. It's from the plant that can really be beneficial. So thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be with you.
Thank you for listening to the True Health Revealed podcast. We appreciate your time and hope you'll join us again. For more information on today's episode and to subscribe to future podcasts, please visit truehealthinitiative.org. And to help us continue the fight against fake facts, please consider donating to our nonprofit True Health Initiative.